This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden is just minutes away from his pull-aside with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The one-on-one comes as Mr. Biden rethinks U.S. air support for Kyiv's battle with Russia. CBS's Deborah Pata has more from Ukraine.
More aid has been pledged, including a whopping nearly $3 billion military package from Germany and an announcement from the U.K. and the Netherlands that they are building an international coalition to help procure F-16 fighter jets for Ukraine. Followed by a stunning U-turn from the U.S., which has previously insisted it was not feasible to send the advanced jets to Kyiv. President Biden now says the U.S. will train Ukrainian pilots.
The White House says President Biden is ready to jump back into those stalled debt ceiling talks. He's scheduled to speak with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy by phone before heading back to Washington. The horse National Treasure comes up big, winning the Preakness Stakes. But the win comes hours after another horse owned by Bob Baffert suffered a catastrophic leg injury and had to be euthanized. He tried to collect his thoughts on NBC.
To win this, it's losing that horse today really hurts, but I'm happy for Johnny. He got the win. I have a great team. I got my boys with me. I'm sorry, but it's been a very emotional day.
The second privately funded flight to the International Space Station is set for an afternoon launch. Neither Axiom Space nor businessman and pilot John Schaffner will say how much his seat costs, but he tells CBS News he hopes the price will eventually come down.
It was expensive in the early days of aviation when the first commercial airplanes were developed. I mean, only it took people of means to get on that. And now we have a commercial aviation sector that everyone enjoys. And I look forward to when the same thing happens for space.
Remembering a page-turner for the ages, British novelist, essayist, and nonfiction author Martin Amis.
A writer's accomplishments are often measured by his impact on others. New Statesman editor George Eaton says he can't overstate the impact Martin Amis had on his readers.
Everyone who read Martin Amis, certainly a lot of people who read Martin Amis, came away wanting to be a writer.
Amis is best known for novels like Money, A Suicide Note, London Fields, and The Information, a film adaptation of his 2014 novel, The Zone of Interest, has just premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. His agent says Amis died at his home here in Florida after a battle with cancer. Martin Amis was 73. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed
online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll shake them blues away, but we hate. Come on, shake them blues away. All right. Hey. Come on, shake them blues away. You see, all my friends, we'll shake the blues away. Oh, yeah.
Some peace. When I get Well, I'm gonna dig my toes right in, sipping wine straight from the vine, breathing the joys and just stay high. See nearby, I'm gonna find me some peace.
Soul Society on Max Inc. Radio. Double dip of Old Soul Society. Shake the Blues Away before that. They're playing Marquette Waterfest as well. I believe they're playing on Sunday, June 11th. I forget what stage, but it doesn't matter because if you go to the Marquette Waterfront Festival, you're guaranteed to have a great time. And Rocker, if I'm not mistaken, isn't that the first outdoor big festival in the Madison area?
It is, Jimmy. That's the first of the Festiland festivals as well.
Festiland, okay.
And the Marquette Waterfront Festival, yep, they're first out of the gate, right there on the lake. It's always a great time and, you know, still nice, cool weather.
Yeah.
They have two stages there, I believe, and, you know, always a great crowd. Right, I love that park.
Yeah, it's Yahara Place Park, right on the south side of the Isthmus. It is a beautiful park, and it's a great festival, and outdoor music festivals in Madison, and really, quite frankly, around the state. It's just fantastic. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K and Rocker with you on a Saturday night. Original local music from Wisconsin is what we're doing. That's what we professionally do for you every Saturday night. Terry's off tonight, too. We wish her the best. Rocker, we still got quite the show ahead of us. What's coming up, brother?
Jimmy, Beth Killey, she's right here in the studio. We're going to be talking to her in a few minutes because she's talking 5 years, three surgeries, and a new album. We got to find out what this means. Quentin Kufall talked to Terry Barr. He's going to be talking about drums and their bonding over the band Kiss. And tonight in the Devil's Lair, Leah Ina Marie Raku. She's from Wanawak, Wisconsin. She's a performer, music teacher, and singer-songwriter. And she's going to be performing tonight in the Devil's Lair. And Max Inc. Heavy is coming up tonight, Jimmy, 10 yep. p.m.
I love doing the Max Inc. Heavy. And Never End will join us. We'll talk about why their name doesn't have any vowels in it. And may I buy a vowel? Never End coming up in Max Inc. Heavy. Of course, we'll have Essential Last Crack. Of course, Memorial Day weekend is next weekend, Rocker. We were talking about grilling area earlier. I'll still take your grilling suggestions, 844-967-2789. But, you know, another thing that happens on Memorial Day, of course, the true holiday is for remembering our fallen heroes, veterans, and in the wars and stuff. But what's kind of cool about it, every community has a parade and or a special way of celebrating Memorial Day weekend. And I think it's unique to the community. So, you know, we're on in Wausau, Green Bay, all over the state of Wisconsin. You know, Milwaukee, Wausau. What's your favorite parade around the state of Wisconsin for Memorial Day weekend? How do you like to celebrate the holiday? 844-967-2789. Rocker, you got any input on that?
Jimmy, I think I'm going to skip the parade, but I will tell you about my best tip for fish and barbecuing.
All right. Fish and barbecue.
So if you take like a good piece, like let's say a salmon or something like that, right? It's got skin on it. Mm. You put that baby on the grill 3 minutes on super hot, on the skin side or into the non-skin side, right? 3 minutes, really quick with a spatula, turn that over and then kind of burn it, burn with the skin, get that skin nice and crispy, and you'll just have just an amazing piece of fish. Of course, you know, salt it down and a little bit of spice beforehand.
Yeah, you get lots of salt on your salmon. That's good stuff. Yeah, man, brats are good. I want to hear your suggestions for those grilling.
Back to the brats.
844-967-2789. Also, what's your community doing for Memorial Day? What do you like about it? You know what I like is a show that's coming to the Majestic Theater here in Madison on Sunday, May 28th. It's Something to Do 10-year anniversary party.
Yeah!
And they're releasing a vinyl of their album. It's so good. We're going to do Something to Do later on, okay? But right now, I want to do some Porky's Groove Machine because, you know, they're Porky's Groove Machine. This is Spice Girls on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse. A corgi name is Ruby. Though she may be turning 80, she's still just daft to the left. And fine on the right, man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day, legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to beak at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you gotta run her, but chuck, so you know she's master in a Prius, of course, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life as if she drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around. Cause they're the Spice Girls, muy caliente.
Porky's Groove Machine on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You know, sometimes radio is hard. I was telling you about the Something to Do show. I fully intended to tell you about the Porky's Groove Machine show. I promise I'll give you more information about Something to Do later on, you know, because they're awesome too, Rocker, right?
Oh, I love Something to Do.
I also love Work. And they're playing a show with Porky's Groove Machine. Two of them, actually. One at the High Noon Saloon on June 10th. One on Friday, the day before, in Milwaukee at the Anodyne Coffee Roasters at Walker's Point. Porky's Groove Machine and Work together on the same stage, rocking
wow.
two shows.
Oh, I'd love to go see that Milwaukee show out on Walker's Point. That'd be a lot of fun.
It sure would, man. So with the High Noon, let's do some Work right now. Their new one, Ignition. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Bar Notes is coming up next.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now, it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene. Sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company in Madison, Goods for a Better World. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com.
Everybody, Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. A few quick notes highlighting some of the happenings across the Wisconsin music scene. First note is a loud one, as we say, congratulations to the finalists for the Wisconsin Garage Band Award, Rockonson. 10 bands made up of high schoolers, who, by the way, were chosen out of more than 30 entries from all across the state. They will get to play the Generic Power Stage at Summerfest in Milwaukee during the afternoons of June 23 and 24. Now, the winners also get some new gear, some recording studio time, publicity, and a lot more. This year's finalists' hometowns are from Waukesha up to Chippewa Falls to Eau Claire and Campbellsport, with music ranging from rock to alternative and even a little metal in there. Again, you can check them out and cheer them on at Summerfest, June 23 and 24, starting at noon. Both of those days, Rockonson is just a terrific program. Note 2 features us, and as I've said before, not to toot our own horn, but toot toot, Max Inc. Radio is a finalist for a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award, or a Whammy Award as it's called, and the award show is this Sunday night. It's all happening at Turner Hall in Milwaukee, and it starts at 7. Now, if you're unable to attend, but you still want to cheer on your favorite musicians, and of course your favorite radio show, the Whammies will be live streaming on the organization's Facebook page. Just search for Whammy on Facebook and you'll find an event created there with all the information. Congratulations, good luck to all the finalists too. Okay, grab your calendar for the next two notes. First, one of our radio show sponsors, Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison, is hosting an art show at its Atwood Avenue office. Say June 2nd for the event, which will feature art, music, food, and a lot of fun starting at 5 p.m. Also, a brand new music event in Middleton, Wisconsin. This one is called Middle Stock. It's going to be happening on Saturday, June 3rd. It will feature Cliff Fredrickson and Johnny Whitcomb. They're a duo. They'll start at 11 o'clock, followed by Siet Biech, our friends who were recently here in our studio. Seesaw then hits the stage at 2. Then the Shruggers and John Messino Band wraps things up at 5 o'clock. Organizers are calling it the first annual Middle Stock, and it's all happening at this new Stone Horse Green on Hubbard Avenue in Middleton, which is being described as a 1/3-acre public gathering space meant to hold outdoor concerts, watch movies, even play games. They're doing trivia nights there, too. Now, the name Stone Horse Green has some pretty great history behind it, as contractors found old horseshoes when they excavated the property. We welcome Stone Horse Green as another terrific venue for music and a whole lot more. And again, Middle Stock in Middleton is happening all day Saturday, June 3rd. There are your Bar Notes. Thanks for supporting all the artists playing all the notes at live music bars and venues across Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products? Do you believe in making the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe, knowing by purchasing fair trade products, you are supporting the artists' economic independence. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethical TradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. TheSpaceship.tv.
Hi, I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Precious heart, you've got everything you need.
got everything I need, or you've got everything you need. It's a brand new Beth Keeley band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. The name of the album is called This Open Road, and it's fantastic. Hey, I want to encourage you all to check out the archive page at civicmedia.us. There you're going to find a bunch of interviews broken out, past shows. It's super cool. Check it out. It's the podcast page, Max Inc. Radio, at civicmedia.us, rocker.
Jimmy Madison, award-winning singer-songwriter Beth Keeley, is releasing a new album with quite a story, and she's here in the studio with us. Beth, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me.
It's been so long.
I missed you guys. I had to come back.
You know, last week's gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets, Devil's Lair, was one for the record books.
Oh, we had so much fun. And you guys do so much for local musicians. It was just, it felt like home here. Like, these are good people doing awesome things for musicians, and it was just a big, happy, happy place.
Thank you very much. And a special shout out to Dustin from the Spaceship.TV for coming in and mixing. Yeah. You know, we normally try to, we muddle through things sometimes, and it comes out pretty good. But to have a professional come in Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. It makes a difference.
The harmonies were you know, completely unbelievable. And I might add, if you missed last week's show, the gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets performance on the Devil's Lair is up on our podcast page at civicmedia.us. Just search Salt Max Inc. I'm sure you will find that pretty quick. Beth, you have a new album coming out in a few days with your band, woo-hoo, the Beth Keeley Band. But before we talk about everything new, I just want to talk about a few nuggets I found on the bio on your website.
Okay.
Here we go. Quote, Beth Keeley is an award-winning singer-songwriter from Madison, Wisconsin, who has been performing her original Americana rock music and released 17 albums since her career began in 2000.
17!
With the addition of the new album, that's 18 albums in 23 years, and that's more prolific than most rock stars. Tell us about the early days. What inspired the never-ending passion that you have for writing music?
You know, I come from a musical family. My mom was a poet as well as an actress, and she was in a lot of the community theater plays when I was growing up back in Marinette, Wisconsin. And so she was Mrs. Anna and the King and I, and Marion the librarian. So I would go and watch her perform, and then she would bring poets to our house. And so she was just this constant source of inspiration for me. That two things. One is love for words. You make poems, and everything is a poem, and words are things you play with. And so that was just something that she gifted me. But also that the people that are on stages are no different than you, right? It's not like they're up there. It's like, well, that's my mom. She hangs out in my house all the time, and she brings over her friends that are up on the stage too, and they high five me, and they give me a fist bump, and they drink a beer at my house. So like, these are just normal people. So I feel like just having that creative source. And my dad played accordion and drums, and we had a piano in my house growing up, and we'd play like little boogie woogie piano pieces, and he'd be the left hand and I'd be the right hand, and we'd just play by ear. And he and my grandpa would play accordion when we'd go visit them. So there was just always music, and I was always encouraged to be creative. So I have to give a huge shout out to my mom and dad.
That's amazing. I mean, really, if you think about it, song lyrics is poetry, just
exactly
to music, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And excuse me there. In addition to performing with the Beth Keeley Band, Beth is also a member of the trio Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets and the band Kerosene Kites. And I might add Clear Blue Betty. I'm sure there's a few bands I missed. But last week, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, as we said, performed live in the Devil's Lair. And it was amazing and available on our podcast page. What is an important takeaway that you have learned from all your years of playing in bands?
You know, what I think I finally figured out is you just do the best version of you. And then you find the people that like it. Because if you keep searching for that one thing that everyone's going to like, you will be searching your entire life. So if you just show up, be your authentic self, speak with your authentic voice, sing with your authentic voice, play with your heart, then you will find the people that resonates with. And that's the best you can hope for, is that a few people dig it.
I would. It sounds like you're not a big fan of like hairspray rock, like Winger, Poison.
But you know, here's the thing. I don't know. Is that authentically them? You know, I hung out in Texas for a year because my husband was doing some training for his job down there. And these people grew up on country, and I tried to sort of like learn how to do country, but it wasn't in my blood. But it was like, this is the way they spoke, and this is what they grew up on. And it was just authentically them to wear cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. And while to me that felt like, well, that's kind of weird, it was just, it was still them. And so I think sometimes you're like, oh, that person's all made, like Dolly Parton, like she's all made up, right?
Right, right.
But that's authentically her. True. So she's doing her thing with her voice in her body. And I try not to judge. So, and you know, if you're trying to be somebody that you're not, I think that's when you like turn to the destructive things. Mm. You're trying to chase something that you shouldn't be chasing.
Well, that leads us to the next part of your bio. When not performing, Beth serves as the music director, songwriting instructor for Girls and Ladies Rock Camp in Madison. Tell us about being the music director for Girls Rock Camp and what that means to you.
Well, so you can't see this on radio, but I have the word inspire tattooed on my left forearm. And this is my life's mission. Like, I want to inspire people to embrace their creative side, their voice. And so that's what I get to do at Girls Rock Camp. We co-founded the camp back in 2010. We had 32 girls, 1 week of camp, and now we're up to doing 3 weeks of camps every summer with about 50 kids coming. And we have a waiting list 20 kids deep. I wish we had all the time and all the space and all the gear to just get every kid in that we wanted to. But I mean, these kids are so inspiring because they show up and they just want to create. And really the mission of our camp is to teach them that they can create in safe spaces, they can use their voice, they can build each other up, they can collaborate. You know, it doesn't have to be this mean girl kind of space where you're tearing each other down, because we all spiral up together. And I tell you, the staff that surround me at this camp and my co-director, Beth Dorn, they're just the most amazing, inspiring people. And we've seen the kids do some incredible things, and it's my happy place.
Well, it sounds like you include some of the harmony that you were talking about last week. You do some seminars, and you talk about how you find harmony in your band.
Absolutely.
Talk about that for just a second.
Yeah, so Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rock. It's my trio with Jen Farley and Shondell Marks, two incredible musicians and absolutely incredible humans, my best friends. We do this presentation called Living in Harmony, and we speak about how... you know, you need to really be present with each other. You have to have a similar purpose. And then you just have to embrace partnership and give and take and hear each other out, and just know that you're all, your compass is always pointing in the same direction as your band.
Being on the same page.
Yes. And it doesn't mean that you won't have conflict, but if you have that similar stated mission, you can kind of come back to it from time to time and be like, you know what, this thing that we were worried about, it doesn't matter because that's not really what we're about.
That's when problems become beautiful.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? That's a part of it too, is like, and actually this is something I talk about to the staff about when we do orientation for Girls Rock Camp. It's like, having issues is not the issue. It's how you teach the kids to work through them. Because, I mean, we've been in bands, right? Do we always get along with our bandmates 100% of the time? Heck no, right? There's conflict. But sometimes that is a beautiful thing when people approach writing a song from all these different angles. You write something you could never have written by yourself, and that's beautiful.
And now the last thing I found on your bio, which I love, is, and you're a mom.
Yeah.
How do you find time to do everything as a mom too?
Well, you know, I believe that when I spend time with my kid, I try to be really present with him. And even though I'm not there all the time, if I were there all the time, I would not be a happy, fulfilled person who is living their best life. And I don't think that I would be a good parent in that situation, because, and well, when everything shut down in 2020, I was crazy, right? I couldn't.
We all were.
We were all crazy, but I mean,
Jimmy was.
Even like trying to be a good parent was really difficult, because it was like everything that I went out, I made music, I connected with people, and that all got stripped away. Mm. And it felt like a stake in my heart. And so realizing that I have to have that part of my life to, and you know, just showing your child too, like, hey, if you believe in something, if you're passionate about something, if you want to make a difference in the world and you're out there doing it, you do it. and that means that you won't be home all the time. But then when you are home, you're really there with each other. And I feel like I have an awesome relationship with Gus. He's 12 now. He's taller than me. Just bananas. Oh my gosh. This kid, he's fabulous. He's really a creative, sweet soul.
Is he doing music?
Smart. He's playing my saxophone.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. Right. So it's funny. He goes into his first day in band and he's like carrying this old like vintage saxophone, and all his other classmates have their shiny new saxophones that they're renting, and he's like, this saxophone's from the 80s. I mean, the 80s is cool now, so that was like a big deal.
And I can't remember anything.
All right, what about the dogs? That's what I want to know about. Roger and Lewis.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing your post every day.
Okay, can I say something about this? So I post pictures of my dogs all the time because they're hysterical. And
yeah, they are.
They're just super cute, gorgeous. But, you know, I'll post like, hey, I'm playing the show, and it'll get like 3 likes. And then I post a picture of the dogs doing something stupid, and it's like 400 comments and 8,000 likes. And they're like, hey, what about me, the musician? You're just using me for my dogs, Jimmy. Yeah. I'm on to you.
So here, I got a solution. When you make a post for a live show coming up, you need to put a picture of Roger and Lewis.
You're hired. You're my new marketing manager.
Marketing 101 right there.
Yes.
Roger.
No, so Roger is a 2-year-old golden retriever, and he's super sweet and super cute, and has mostly fluff between his ears. And then there's Lewis, my 10-year-old sort of pit chow lab mix, beautiful eyes. He's super chill. And he's kind of like this grumpy old man, and they are hysterical together. They love each other. You know what I mean? They seek each other out, but it's just really funny because Roger's always like, let's play. And Lewis is like, I want to just lay here and sleep. And so they're highly entertaining.
All right. Well, let's hear about the Beth Kelly Band.
Yes.
So for those that aren't familiar, just tell us briefly about the band.
Yeah.
And I know your husband is a drummer.
That's right. So Tony Kelly is my husband drummer. We've been playing music together since 2000, 1999, somewhere in there.
Yeah, wow.
And he is like the drummer I hear in my head when I write songs, so that's kind of cool. And then Michael Mood is my bassist. He also recorded and mixed the record. And the incomparable Michael Tully on lead guitar. And Michael Mood and Michael Tully also sing backing vocals on the record. And you know, we're 4 very different people, but we make it work. And we all, you know, it's kind of that same thing. Like, we're all there for the same reason. We want to put on a good show. Mm-hmm. We love making music. And even though we approach things from very different angles, when we come together, we make it work. And it's a blast.
How long has the current band configuration been together?
That is a great question. So Michael Tully played on... So I have 2 solo albums out under just Beth Kelly. It's Ready and Dust, and that Dust came out in 2012, and I was working with Jake Johnson at Paradigm Productions on that record, and he helped me find backing musicians because I didn't really have a band I was playing with consistently at that point, other than Tony on drums. And he's like, oh, you should play with Michael Tully. And I was like, all right. And he came in, and I was like, oh, I kind of like this guy. And he was like, ooh, I kind of like her music. And so we kind of started playing out after that. And then a few years later, we added Michael Mood to the mix. And nice. So it's probably been about 8 years that all of us have been playing together.
Well, 5 years and 3 surgeries later, Beth Kelly Band is releasing a new album, This Open Road. Tell us about this journey.
Yes.
It's your 5th album.
Yes.
And the surgeries, what's going
on? Yeah, so Michael Tully, my guitarist... back in, we started recording this album, This Open Road. The recording process began in 2018. The writing process, that was, we had just released 1 record. We're like, yep, let's get started on the next one. And so we were working on some songs, started recording in 2019. And then, of course, you know, a pandemic, everything fell apart. So trying to get together was really difficult. But then we started kind of figuring things out, laid down some tracks in 2020. And then in 2021, we were starting to ramp back up. Michael Tully was at a show with us, and we're playing, and he's like, kind of like, hey, I kind of got a little pain in my side. I think it's this weird chocolate bar with this funky fake sugar that's giving me gut pain. And then we were in Iowa, and you know, he limped his way through the show because he's, you know, an ex-Marine, tough as nails.
Right.
And we're walking up to our hotel rooms, and I was like, man, if you're not feeling better, you give me a call. And at 3 in the morning, he's like, boss, I can't.
move. I can't. I had to go into his hotel room and put his pants on and tie his boots and drive him to the ER.
Oh,
and,
poor guy.
And turns out his appendix was about to burst.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So we left him there for his appendix to be removed, and we drove to our next show and played as a trio and then came back and picked him up and got him home the next day. But in the midst of finding out that his appendix was about to burst and having to take that out, they also were like, hey, you know, there's an aneurysm forming in this major artery that goes down to your leg. So once you heal up from your appendix thing, we're going to have to fix that thing.
Wow.
So second surgery comes along.
Two.
And then he's, you know, it's a, but he, they couldn't do that until he was fully recovered from his appendix. And that kind of had some complications. We finally got back on track. And then he got a kidney stone. And they're like, yeah, we better scan your kidney. And then that was the summer of 2022. They're like, oh, and by the way, there's a cancerous mass in your kidney, and we're going to take it out. So
three
surgeries later, he's finally back on track. And, you know, he's just the toughest dude and the most amazing player. And he, you know, every
time
I would
call
him.
Never had a doubt, right?
No. Oh, never had a doubt he would come back.
He basically has a rebuilt engine and transmission. He's good for another 300,000 miles.
Rebuild him.
Yeah.
So he's back on track and he's rocking.
That's awesome. We only got a couple minutes left here, Beth. Beth Keeley with us here on Max Inc. Radio. We got two album release parties, one in Madison, one in Appleton. Tell us about both of them.
So Friday, May 26th, we will be at the High Noon Saloon, and we have Jules Island opening for us. She'll kick off the show at 8, and then we'll be up and playing a bunch of songs off the new record and some of our old favorites as well. And then Gibson Music Hall up in Appleton, if you haven't been up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, they do it right. I just love Appleton. The music scene up there is fantastic.
Have you played there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say that I paid attention to your shows, and you play in Appleton, particularly at Gibson Community Music Hall, quite a bit.
Yeah, that's because they know what they're doing up there. Dave Willem is the owner of Gibson Music Hall. He's the founder of Mile of Music.
Oh, yeah.
And they just have an awesome group of fans that support live original music. Mm. So we'll be up there in Appleton on Saturday, June 17th, and we've got Gunn and the Girl, or I think they're the girl and Gunn now are opening for us. It's Kurt Gunn and his friend plays cajon and sings backup with them, and they're phenomenal. So they'll open up for us, and then we'll do another rockin' set of new tunes.
Love the new album, Beth. Thank you, and thank you so much for taking the time 2 weeks in a row to come visit Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you. You're always spreading the word, and that means everything to us musicians to have folks like you.
We love the music. That's why we're here. So once again, two release parties for the Beth Keeley Band. Here in Madison, Friday, May 26th at the High Noon Saloon. And then up to Appleton on Saturday, June 17th at the Gibson Community Music Hall. Once again, Beth, thank you so much. And congratulations on the brand new album.
Thank you.
Let's do some brand new Beth Keeley Band right now. Why won't you let me love you? Why? Why? Song's a jam. Turn it up. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Over slowly, and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand upon my back, and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can think. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Forge the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 We'll be right back.
can see a crack in your facade. A momentary slip shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love, that you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper when you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is set to have a one-on-one at this hour with his Ukrainian counterpart at the G7 summit in Japan. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is there and says most of the oxygen seems focused on helping Volodymyr Zelensky.
His star power will focus global attention on this summit, which was always intended to showcase G7 leaders' unwavering support for Ukraine.
President Biden is set to jump on the phone with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy before catching his flight back to Washington, all to avoid a big if. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
If the debt limit isn't raised, the government could run out of money by June 1st, potentially upending financial markets and pausing military salaries, Medicare, and Social Security payments.
Protesters back on the streets of Tel Aviv, raising their voices about plans to overhaul Israel's judiciary.
It all began when we understand that somebody wants to ruin the independence of our courts.
CBS News Brief.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total